from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, this is the morning shift. I am Squid Billy Bo Morgan. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon Mike Johnson, and she is Atlanta radio legend Allie Mack. And you know, this segment, guys, I had planned that we would get into maybe some Braves or maybe Kirk Cousins and kind of what he said about his relationship with one or two of his receivers, but I think we should really break down what happened to that Malaysian airline flight a few years ago.
And because
I was going to say, are you about to pivot?
I've been thinking about this, and you know, I just wanted to ask you guys: was it the Russians? Did they shoot it down? What do you guys think?
I'm not ready to go down that rabbit
hole. No, I'm kidding. If you missed last segment. Apparently, I was Allie Mack can add what Atlanta radio legend and shrink to her list.
Psychoanalysis,
yeah.
Guru.
Yeah, because she's called me out for being a conspiracy theorist.
I love it, man.
I do have some sports conspiracy theories, but I mean, I don't.
We need to get Allie on a show with Rob Tribble and see if they can chop it up back and forth, because Rob doesn't believe in the term conspiracy theory.
No, because he believes they're true.
Oh,
no such thing as a conspiracy theory.
We need to talk to Rob.
Yeah, Robbie T.
Rob is very much where there's smoke, there's fire kind of guy.
He says the term conspiracy theory was coined by the CIA and to make people.
The term conspiracy theory is a conspiracy theory. This is so meta.
Yeah, no, it is. It reminds me, I know that there's a possibility of two people knowing the movie I'm about to talk about, which would be Allie and Day-Day. But Mel Gibson was in a movie with Julia Roberts, like, in the 90s.
Apocalypto? Oh, no.
No, called Conspiracy Theory. Phenomenal. Phenomenal movie. And it was basically how the CIA basically did so much damage to this guy, who was Mel Gibson, that then they made him out to be a conspiracy theorist. But everything like Rob Tribble, like, everything he had was true. All his conspiracy theories were literally happening. And they tried to make him feel crazy. Anyway, so it's a really good movie. Check it out.
You going to watch it today on the plane?
I might have to pull it up on the Fire Stick when I get to the hotel. I take my Fire Stick with me everywhere I go.
There's an Ashton Kutcher movie like that, too. I can't remember the name of it.
Butterfly Effect?
Butterfly Effect.
Is it Butterfly Effect?
But
I thought it was a different one.
I don't know. I only know, like, early Ashton Kutcher movies.
Yeah.
And then that TV show, The Ranch, on Netflix. Anyways. Seriously, though, we've talked about it. We talked about Kirk Cousins earlier in the show about what he takes from a joint practice. But, you know, yesterday when you were around a different ensemble of the media, you're not just Atlanta, there's Miami media as well, you could ask a few different questions. And one of the ones I thought was really interesting was what his relationship has been so far as interaction with Kyle Pitts?
Well, I think what he has, a couple of traits. He can really run, and those guys don't grow on trees. And then he's got length. And as a quarterback, that's really, really friendly. And so, you know, what I'm encouraging him with is to use that length as much as he can. Anytime he lets the ball into his body, I tell him that wasn't good enough. You should never let it come into your body. You're too good to let it come into your body. So I challenge him with that. And then I challenge him. I don't feel like he's running as fast as he possibly can. I say, that wasn't good enough. It was fast enough for a lot of tight ends, but for you, it got to be faster. And so I'm always saying, did you run as fast as you possibly can, and did you snag it with your hands aggressive? Those are the two things I challenge him on, because I said, if you do that, the production can't help but happen. And so I'm just always looking for opportunities to get him running and then give him that ball where he can go snag it.
You know, it's interesting that he said that, because, Mike, you and I sat, Ali, after every in-season week, Mike and I, and we'll probably start it with preseason,
we'll
come in that office at 5 a.m., and instead of having like Sports Center, the Olympics on, we'll be watching all 22 and stuff, and we'll be talking. And Mike, how many times last year did we see it where it looked like he wasn't doing the things that Kirk just mentioned?
We were hard on him. We were hard on him, and honestly, for good reason. I don't feel a certain way about being hard on Kyle Pitts. It didn't seem like what he was capable of was matching up with the effort we saw on the field. Just point blank, he's a big body. And when you're an Arthur Smith and you're designing plays and you're saying, boy, I can get a matchup where I can get a tight end, they have to cover him with a corner, right? Or at least somebody in the secondary, maybe a safety, but that should be a blocking mismatch when you have a tight end and a big body on somebody that much smaller than you, right? And that's the beauty. That's why you draft a guy like Kyle Pitts at 4, because he presents mismatches no matter how you try to defend him. And we were hard on him last year, and for good reason. It didn't seem like the effort was there always and really trying to exploit those mismatches. I almost shed a tear just listening to Kirk Cousins. The leadership in what he's trying to say. And I learned a lot of this from Nick Saban, and obviously being around Kirby Smart, but also, you know, actually coaching and being a part of coaching staffs, where you walk up to a young player that you know has worked their butt off, right? And he knows that Kyle's working. And you don't say, hey, man, that wasn't very good, or hey, that sucked. You simply look at him and say, you've worked too hard to go out there and play like you just played, right? You work too hard. You're better than that. You're not playing up to your own ability or capability, and I want to see you actually go out there and perform the way you know you can perform. And that's what I hear coming out in Kirk Cousins' voice when he's talking about Kyle Pitts. It's not Kyle's got to be better, or even what me and Bo were talking about on the radio last year. Kyle's, you know, not playing very good. The effort's not very good. What you hear from Kirk is a guy that's very passionate about what Kyle Pitts can bring to the table, and he can actually tend to, you know, exploit that. And he's saying, Kyle, I need you at your best, and you need you at your best, and this team all needs you at your best.
Yeah, and Ali, as a resident psychologist on the show, I would honestly ask you, so we've heard that they're rooming together, and Kyle Pitts, Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix, and obviously Brandon Ruth, who helps with a lot of things with travel and that kind of those kind of accommodations, is the one that set that up. It wasn't Raheem, it wasn't Zach Robinson, but how important is it for a leader to figure out how to reach one of the people that's under him? And I say under him, they're not under, but that you're basically set to lead, because not everybody reacts to what they're being told the same way.
What I think Kirk is doing is leading from the front. He wouldn't ask you to do something he won't do himself. And I think that's a great example and precedent to send. And I do believe that's how you can capture someone's attention and get them engaged. I do want to ask you guys, since you were saying you were kind of hard on Kyle Pitts last year, with Kirk saying this, are your expectations a lot higher now? Are you kind of at an arm's length? Are you trying to manage your excitement around this situation?
It's so funny because Bo and I both reach for the microphone at the same time. We're both so excited to answer this question because I think we both feel the same way. My excitement around Kyle Pitts was through the roof before that. And it's because, Allie, we've been out at practice and we've seen what he's been doing. Mm-hmm. And it does look like a different version. And look, we've talked till we're blue in the face about him coming off the ACL from 2 years ago and getting back to health. I've seen something that wasn't even a health-related issue last year that has somehow clicked for him. And I think that happens when you come along and you get in year 4 and you get accustomed to what you're being asked to do. But I also think there is an excitement around Raheem's, quote-unquote, he uses the word ethos. There's an excitement around Raheem being in the building. We've heard multiple people say that. We've heard Bijan talk about the other people. And also, and Kyle Pitts will probably never say this, when you have a quarterback like Kirk Cousins that you know is going to get you the ball in a timely fashion with an accurate throw, you're always looking for it. And I think we've seen that kind of play out in the field, is that every time he goes out on a route, he's looking for the ball because he's like, it's going to be a good throw, and I'm about to get this yak number up.
Well, I think you just nailed it, and it's like it's my word is refreshing for training camp, and I think Kyle Pitts, above almost everybody else I've seen out there, looks the most refreshed of the guys that's been here, because when he sees 18 walk in the door, he has flashbacks to 2021 and number two getting him the ball. He finally has that belief and that trust. Not only in his physical self because of coming off the injury and he feels confident there, but now he has the confidence that ball is going to be there on time or just come at all. And not to mention he's being used again in a way that really complements who he is. Asking Kyle, look, I'm not the guy that says, well, if you can't block, don't ask him to do it. Because that is dumb, I think, because –
You're not gonna ask him to block. You might as well draft a wide receiver.
You know what he's doing every time he steps on the field. So I think that is just ridiculously wrong in every level. But to that point, you know he was being used more really as that than to do what makes him special. What makes him special is the things we saw in 21. So that is back to the old, and I think that's helped him as well. But having someone that's not just a coach, but a guy that, look, if you want me to trust in you and give you the ball, you need to run hard. You don't need to let the ball get on you. And it's in the delivery, and that's why I asked you, and I liked your answer, is that delivery can be important sometimes. And that's why you're not just paying Kirk Cousins to be the quarterback. But I've always said I don't need a player to be a coach. He's not. He's being a mentor and a leader, and that is elite veteran stuff.
I'm over here chuckling right now because we were just talking about Allie and Grant still being in kind of newlywed mode, and we'll get some of those newlywed questions coming up in just about 30 minutes for Allie and Grant McCauley. You guys, how long have you been married now?
8 months. Yeah, it's coming up on 8 months.
It is funny because you start to have these conversations in your marriage that are a lot like Kirk Cousins and Kyle Pitts. Right?
Oh, really?
It's like, you know, when you say this, I feel this way.
I feel this.
When you catch the ball with your body, it makes me throw you the ball. When you load the dishwasher like that. when you leave your shoes in front of the door, it brings up an anger inside of me that I can't quite control. And that's just, I mean, it's just, it's so funny, man. But it's just such a, and I think Falcons fans hearing that cut from Kirk, it's such a 180 from what we heard last year and the year before, right? Look, we were on Team Ritter until we had to jump off, and I wasn't on air with Marcus Mariota, but I kind of felt the same way. Yet at the same time, both those guys were still trying to find their way as NFL quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins is so comfortable in his own skin and where he's at in his career. He's made his money. He's made his mark. He's known as being a very, very good quarterback that wants to win. But he's also not a guy that's, you know, personality is going to hinge on the fact that, you know, he needs to win a playoff game. He's just a guy that wants to be great and is striving for that. So it's just so nice to hear, man. That's just such a change of pace.
Can I sprinkle a little more good juju on Kirk Cousins since it's all sunshine and rainbows? I saw Taryn walk with the Falcons. She tweeted out that August 9th, 2012 was Kirk's rookie preseason game, first one ever. And now, tomorrow, August 9th, 2024, it will be his first preseason game with the Falcons. Mm. Says something.
Well, I don't know if we'll see him.
Don't you just wish that we did? We just saw like one play, like he ran out and just handed the ball off
to Bijan.
And then I think
Jason McClellan, hand the ball off to Jason
McClellan. Well, no. I think you got to give Algier a little bit. McClellan, Carlos Washington.
He'll get some burn too. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res Smart, Lasting Clean. We come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Braves and the debacle that has been the last four games. And the craziness around Rondale Moore. There's not many people that know what it feels like to be Rondale Moore right now. Unfortunately, I do. I'll tell you what he's feeling. When we come back, it's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Take home an 0 for 2 with a couple of walks. You're good.
Uh-oh.
There's a drive.
Uh-oh.
I get a chance to redeem myself. That ball is gone. Frenchie, take notice.
I hope you get to do three more.
Ninth inning magic. I said ninth inning.
Back here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. This is The Morning Shift. Bo Morgan alongside the All-American former Atlanta Falcon Mike Johnson and radio legend Ali Mack. Country, also a radio legend, right? Because you were on country stations back in the day.
I've been on country music, country format, hot AC, soft AC, top four. I mean, all of them.
You've done it all. Now you're in the sports world. You've been in the sports world now, so you can say you've been everywhere. Obviously, the Braves drop another one last night to the Brewers, 8-5. But
DJ,
you know,
Khaled.
Is it show you how what?
Another one, DJ.
That's terrible.
You know what?
Anyway,
terrible betrayal.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Is it bad that the highlight that we're talking about and probably will be talked about the most from last night's game is Brian Snitker being ejected? That shows you where you're at. And, you know, it's one of those deals, Allie, where I'm like, hey, is that what we need? Is that it? Is that finally, like, is that the thing that finally gets us into this rhythm or fires the team up enough to kind of go on a short little run? Not three or four games, but maybe six or seven or eight.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Brian Snitker, he doesn't do that quite very often. I mean, it was the first time this season he did it in the fifth inning was when he went out. And he had a real issue with the strike zone because it was all over the place. So he had every right to go out there. Everybody was frustrated about it. But it did have impact. I mean, Grant last night was saying it's going to fire him up. And sure enough, right after, Austin Riley hit a home run. So it did fire him up. But we don't see that often from Brian Snitker. So that says something.
I'm going to hold Grant to task about this when we talk to him tomorrow, because we've had Grant on and we've pointed out the fact that Brian Snitker does not do that very often. And Grant's response is, you know, of course, Grant always on the bright side of the Braves. I don't know if it's going to help anything. You know, I don't know what good it's going to do if Snitker gets thrown out. So I'll have to hold him to task about that, man. But it did some good for a little bit last night. A little bit.
He's got a point to an extent, but also I always look at the fact that your guys are getting completely jobbed at the plate. On the mound and at the plate, right?
Like we're having enough issues right now without you, buddy.
Well, when you see pitches that Chris Sale and Pierce Johnson are not getting, and then you see those called against your guys at the plate, and the other pitcher is getting them. Okay, all right, dude. Now what's the bigger deal here, and what's going on here? And my team needs to see me take up for them, because every once in a while, it's nice to not have to have your own back, but see someone step up and have your back.
Who was it in the booth that was like, well, he's going to put on a show, guys?
I knew it was coming.
I think it was Chipper.
Yeah. I was just about to say he's about to get tossed. Speaking of getting tossed and having fights and people having your back.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the huddle on the morning shift.
Look, man, we got to get into some of this. The fines at Giants and Lions practice that have been covered nonstop. We talked about the fact that, quarterbacks were involved for a little bit. Some of the red non-contact jerseys. But both of these teams have been fined at $200,000 for the joint practice fights. We talked about it earlier. The Falcons and Dolphins into a little bit of a scuffle. But then, immediately the head coaches separate them and go, all right, guys, unless you got a couple hundred thousand sitting in your pocket, I wouldn't do that anymore. I've seen it happen before. Mike Smith used to separate us and say, next one that throws a punch is gone. I've seen it happen. But 200,000, I don't know. As a fan, I'm like, go ahead and throw them hands, baby. You know what I mean? Go ahead and throw them.
That's a lot of money. Do you think it was maybe Amon-Ra St. Brown that was talking trash about the Giants fans, and that's why they got into those fights?
You ain't talking trash about Falcons fans.
He definitely was talking trash about Falcons fans. I'm like, bro, you live in Detroit. I mean, what are we talking about here? Also, Jim Harbaugh, the 4-year show calls. We talked about his cut of saying, I did nothing wrong. I've raised my family, a certain way. I live a certain way. Come on, Jim, dude.
But the reality of the situation is, this isn't even the Connor Stallions thing. This all stems from what everyone, this one right here. This is from the initial suspension that he got last year, which the team did, I think, or the Big Ten, where they were like, oh, look, all this is because he bought a kid a cheeseburger. It was never about a cheeseburger or taking a kid to lunch. It was about the fact, the same reason why Herm Edwards got fired at Arizona State was why Jim Harbaugh just got a 4-year show calls. He was literally recruiting and having in-person visits with recruits during the COVID dead period era. So there they have a time frame where, because of COVID, no visitations are being allowed. And here's Jim Harbaugh doing whatever he wants, which is, by the way, do something that's not allowed, it is called cheating, Jim Harbaugh.
But, Mike, I was asking you this morning if this punishment really is a punishment. Is it really going to matter?
No, and here's the thing. It doesn't matter. 4-year show calls, you give him 8-year show calls. First of all, he'll have a job in the NFL probably as long as he wants it. He's shown the ability to win in the NFL. I have a feeling like the Chargers are going to be very good in the near future, if not this season, so I think he'll show it again. He's got a 5-year contract with the Chargers and a 4-year show calls in college football. It just is what it is, and it stinks. Because you feel like he's kind of evading capture in a lot of ways. But he doesn't care, dude. And not only that, the NCAA, what power do they really have anymore?
Well,
they just seem like a washed up. I mean, what are we even doing?
I know that we've got to get to some other news that involves the Falcons. But real quick, I'll say this. This whole Connor Stallions thing is not over. And Sherrone Moore is in a little bit of hot water. Because I hope that his career isn't stopped before he gets there, because he deleted these text messages, which is really about the only time the NCAA tries to act like they have any powers when you lied to them, which is ridiculous in its own right. But they might be coming for him and that program next. I don't think I think it's dumb. You don't vacate titles. What's done is done. But the reality situation is he might have to serve some time as well.
Yeah, and it's just unfortunate, to your point. You talk about the cheeseburgers. It was never about that. It's about the fact that he had non-compliance in this investigation and wouldn't turn over certain things and didn't want to be a part of it. And just we all sat here and listened to the cut where he's like, man, I live my life a certain way. I guess he didn't want the NCAA to see that way because he wouldn't turn over.
Such self-righteous garbage.
I do not apologize.
I don't want you to see how I raise my family. Look, man, we got to get to the Rondale Moore news. Yesterday, Rondale Moore goes down at practice. The Falcons and the Dolphins ended up kind of stopping that joint practice a little bit early. No real news as to what the exact injury was, Bo, but A lot of concern, obviously, and a pretty severe injury, it sounds like, from all people that were in attendance.
Yeah, we got Josh Kendall from The Athletic, who's been down there for the joint practices, joining us at 8:20. And one of the things I'm going to ask him is about his tweet, because his first tweet was, Rondale Moore is leaving the field on a cart with an inflatable cast on his right leg. Now, he said Falcons team has gathered, and they prayed before he left. Now, the first thing I hear is I've been there for these injuries at training camp, unfortunately, with people that we all know, Allie, and when you put something on a leg, it means something's broken. An inflatable cast means broken, right, Mike?
Yeah, usually. And look, like I said earlier, there's not a lot of people that know what Rondale Moore is going through. Unfortunately, I have been there. In a contract year that he is, and kind of, you know, scratching and clawing to make your imprint on this league and on this team, and then you have one of those injuries. Mine was not a non-contact injury, but I did have an air cast. That's why I still have, like you said, still have questions. Usually that's a broken bone for an air cast or a dislocation of sorts.
And that's why I wanted to tee you up here, because then Kendall retweets his own tweet with a quote and says it was non-contact and knee-related, which I'm confused, and hopefully somebody out there is much smarter than me. Well, there's very few out there smarter than me, but a medical person. I'm just kidding.
Allie.
Hopefully someone I kid, Allie.
Oh,
Allie, you know I kid.
I know.
It's a conspiracy theory if someone is smarter than me. I'm just kidding. No, in all seriousness, I hope someone smarter than us can tweet us or text us or maybe call at 8 at the wake-up call and say why, if it was knee-related, you would have an air cast on.
Yeah, I mean, usually when it's knee-related, you get helped off, you get on a cart, whatever. You don't need stabilizing. So that really, usually, like I said, that's a dislocation of sorts. I don't know what exactly we need, but like I said earlier, man, I've been in that spot where Rondale Moore, I mean, you got to think what kind of mental capacity he's in. He just gets traded here. He's in a contract year. He feels like he finally has a good quarterback throwing in the ball. And yet he goes down in a pile yesterday. And I think, you know, from all reactions we saw on Twitter, his teammates, pretty sad for him.
Well, so let me ask you then, what would be your advice to him right now in this moment? I mean, he's kind of down in the dumps probably, obviously.
My best advice to him, it's a good question, control what you can control. And that's the bottom line. And it stinks, man. That is something that haunts me still to this day. It's honestly still difficult to talk about. That was a day that changed my life in a lot of different ways. But control what you can control, man. Just get back to the grind, rehab as hard as you can, whatever it is. And, we'll, you know, that news will start to come out. But he'll have surgery soon, and hopefully he'll get back on his grind. And I think that he'll work his butt off, and hopefully he still has a chance to make an impact on the Atlanta Falcons in the future. So,
yeah, it's weird because it's weird that you remember when you cover these events. There's some you remember and there's some you don't. Mm-hmm. For some odd reason, I remember Mike's like it was yesterday.
Yes. Oh, wow.
And there's other guys that you know, you just it's I don't know why that is, but it is weird. But hopefully Rondale Moore, whatever it is, it's not something that could keep him out all year or career or threatening.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, a little bit of a lighter tone, we're going to have a mic'd up, a special edition of Mic'd Up. Yesterday, we sent Grant McCauley 10 newlywed game questions. Allie Mack will be held with her feet to the fire to see if she can answer these newlywed questions. And have a lot of fun on Mic'd Up. Stick with us. Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92 Indigo.
What are the haps? Start the day the right way with the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Mic'd Up with Mike Johnson. Brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Squidbilly, and the newlywed Allie Mack McCauley. We'll just cut out the Ollie.
How about you call her Allie Mack? Ollie.
Allie, Mac, Ollie. Yeah. I kind
of
like
it. It was one of the benefits of marrying Grant. It was like, I don't have to rebrand.
Yeah.
I'm good.
You're just still there. I love it. So we're going to play a little bit of a newlywed game. By the way, this hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart, lasting clean. And look, I think it's going to be fun. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you these questions. These have already been answered by Grant McCauley.
Okay.
Y'all have been married, what did you say a minute ago?
About 8 months.
8 months. Okay. Yeah. Y'all have been married 8 months. So obviously you know each other. All right. But how well do you know each other? We're about to find out. We asked Grant these questions yesterday. We'll see how well he knows you and how well you know yourself, because he answered them in a pretty funny and enlightening manner.
Oh, man.
And then we'll let the judges decide, because some of them are ballpark answers. We'll let the judges decide.
You mean about Truist?
Was that Truist ballpark? Yeah.
You said ballpark answers.
Yeah, ballpark answers. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. We asked Grant, what are you most likely to have a disagreement about? What are you most likely to... I know,
there's
dude. I was writing these yesterday, and I was laughing because I was like, "This is gonna be so good."
Oh boy!
Now, I didn't say argument. That's not what I'm going for.
When to pull a starting pitcher?
What are you most likely to have a disagreement about?
Okay, I'm gonna go with the dishwasher. What dishes can go in and what cannot?
You're one of those people?
No. I'm a throw everything in the dishwasher.
Too.
Why
me
would
too.
You buy anything that cannot Dude. Go in the dishwasher?
I have stopped even trying. My wife is so freaking crazy about the dishwasher and what faces what direction. Judges, what do you got?
Oh no.
We so good. Grant says we are most likely to disagree about picking a movie. It can actually take about as long as the movie itself. We have different tastes there, but usually we find a winner.
That's true, because he'll always pick a historical war movie, and I'm like, well, I sound like a jerk if I say that sounds boring.
Yes.
Well, I'm here.
Me and Grant might be the same person,
as
actually.
The more I hear about your wife, Mike, I think her and I are the same person.
Absolutely not. Don't do that.
No, I'm just talking about as far as tendencies, because I'm with her about what goes in a dishwasher. You have to do it. You have to know.
It's absurd.
And it has to be in the right order, because you have to take... use all the space. But anyways, real quick, it never gets better. Trust me. In fact, it's gotten worse for Amy and I to pick a movie. It used to be easier. It literally took us 45 minutes one night to pick a movie.
Oh, no.
And then I fell asleep 10 minutes in.
This is my future.
Yeah. Okay, let's head on to question number two. And this is, I got to be honest, I'm not even sure what direction he's going here. Grant was asked, what is Allie's favorite musician or group? What is Allie's favorite musician or musical group?
Okay, so there's an easy answer. I mean, I was obsessed with the Backstreet Boys when I was little, but he knows my favorite musician is Ron Pope.
Judges? He nailed it. Ron
yes!
Pope. He said he's a singer, songwriter she absolutely loves.
Yeah.
If that's not the favorite, then maybe, I don't know, Kelsey Ballerini.
I do love Kelsey as well. I do.
I mean, he nailed that. I don't even know.
And
do
nobody
I know Ron
know,
Pope?
No, nobody, like, that's my guy, right? That's
that
my
is
Ron
impressive
Pope.
By him. Wow, that's impressive. Because I'm reading it going, I don't even know who that is.
Oh, we went to see him. Like, I was like, these might be some of our wedding songs.
Wow.
Is it the most Grant McCauley thing ever that he has backup answers?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
True.
I said, make sure you give a little explanation here, which he did. He did a great job. This one hits close to home, because I absolutely love the answer he gave for this one. We're going to go on to question number three. What is Allie's favorite Disney movie? What is Allie's favorite Disney movie?
Favorite Disney movie?
Yeah, Disney movie.
Do I even know my favorite Disney movie?
Yeah.
Aladdin?
Judges? He actually said, and I was hoping you were going to say this, because we were going to just, me and you were going to vibe out. He's actually said, I may have missed it at some point when she said it, but I'm going to go with an animated movie called A Goofy Movie.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He's right, though.
I freaking love that movie.
That is my number one on my running playlist. Powerline is my number one song. Every remake of that song. Grant's more right than I was on this one.
Oh, the special cast with Goofy.
Yes, you guys did a special cast.
Oh my God, that movie's so good. I love that movie.
I apologize, Grant. I should have gotten that one.
I saw somebody like 2 weeks ago wearing a Powerline t-shirt, and I was like, dude, I need that. Do they have that in a 2X tall? Because that needs to come home with me.
Aladdin is a good movie, though.
My son loves Aladdin. He actually calls it Jasmine because he has a crush. But nonetheless, that's a conversation for another day. All right, are we ready?
Ready.
Let's move on to question number four. Grant, who is Allie's celebrity crush? Who is Allie's celebrity crush?
Nick Carter. Backstreet Boys.
Judges.
Duh.
The only one I've ever heard that predates me, he says. Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. Let's be honest, she leveled up with me. Is what Grant-
I love that answer.
Let's be honest, she leveled up with me.
Well, and what I love about Grant is at our wedding, if this had been switch roles, role reversal, I would have had a fit. But at my wedding, my sisters, my dad, my brother, they all were saying in their speeches how they thought I was going to marry Nick Carter. They were surprised to see Grant there.
Oh, you know
so
what?
Funny.
And I was, because I actually got invited. I'm like, you might, I do remember that. They did. They like, went right. thick on the Nick Carter.
If they said it, J-Lo should have been there, I would have been very upset.
We got to zoom through these next few. All right, here we go. Grant, where does Allie want to go on her dream vacation?
Antarctica. Hawaii.
Well, is it multiple choice now?
Well, actually, if it's a choice.
I'll go to the judges. Judges? I don't know if it's a dream vacation, but we've been to Hawaii twice, and she ran the marathon both times. So I know running a marathon on all seven continents is a dream, and Antarctica is the big one. So that's
he knows me. I love
Grant.
Wow.
Hold on. Now I'm starting to think that they coordinated
Grant.
On
Not
this because that was sneaky.
We got to roll.
I'm a conspiracy theorist, so.
How about this one? What month of the year was your first official date? You better be careful right here, Allie, because this is.
April.
Judges? April 10th, 2021, we went to a Braves game. That
you
should
knew
be
it.
The shocking revelation of the day.
Can't imagine.
They came back and beat the Phillies in 2021 was a pretty special year. That's what Grant said. Incredible.
Wow.
This man remembers the game and the date and everything. You're just like, April. I was like, be careful. Make sure you don't
well,
throw your...
In October
she had said
that
February,
year,
I was gonna be broken hearted.
In October that year, Grant had to marry you. He was like, "Well, I meet this girl.
Yeah,
the Braves win the World
point.
Series.
Exactly.
Better marry her."
All right. How about this one? What is she most afraid of?
What am I most afraid of? Bugs.
Judges. Not a huge fan of bugs, but who is?
He killed a fly for
incredible.
Me last night.
All right, we gotta roll. If your house was on fire, what item? Excluding living things, would Allie run in to grab? If the house was on fire, what item excluding living things would Allie run in to grab?
My running shoes.
Judges.
Uh-oh.
He says, other than our pups, obviously.
Right.
I'll say pictures?
Okay. Yeah,
maybe so.
Yeah, probably so.
All right, how about this one? Who is the last person Allie had lunch with other than you? Other than you. That's what Grant was asked. Other than you, who's the last person she had lunch with?
My sister, Laura.
Judges.
Uh-oh.
Our old coworker, Rob.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Yes, I had lunch with Rob Stadler.
Got him.
Oh, last week I had lunch with Rob Stadler.
Wasn't on Grant, so I feel bad for him.
All right,
and then the final one. This one's definitely a ballpark one. Final question. How many Amazon deliveries does Allie receive per month?
I don't think Allie even does an accurate answer on that.
The look on her face is terror. How many Amazon deliveries per month?
It was like a lot of packages are going to show up today. 10.
Judges. Wow.
He said
way
that's
more
amazing.
Than me. I'd say around 10 per month.
Yes.
Maybe more is what he said. I mean.
Yeah, well done, Grant.
All
well
right.
done, Grant.
Wow.
We've got a
incredible.
Future, I think.
Incredible.
Yeah, Grant
guys,
did
just might
very well.
It just might
very impressive.
That was awesome.
I think if you put that in baseball terms, Grant just hit 400 for an entire
Seriously.
Season.
He's went straight Ted Williams on us.
Yeah.
Nice work by both of you. That was awesome. Thanks for playing. Thanks, Grant. Hope you're listening, buddy, and enjoyed that. All right, we're going to get to the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. At 929 Morning Show.
Yeah, tell us if you're excited about what you've heard from the 2 days of joint practices from the Falcons, Dolphins, and... any advice for the newlyweds? We'll take that too.
I love that.
All the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
That's right.
See you later. Go on. Sweet. Freaks. Beach. Seats. Peace. How lease.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.